The Arabic Quran was revealed through Prophet Muhammad, around 1,400 years ago, for all the people in the world. Although, the ones who call themselves Muslims have claimed the Quran, yet, their leaders do not allow them to read it. Except, those shaitanic books of Hadith, Sunnah, and Sharia law. That is why they are in so much trouble. Quran is for all the people in the world who seek protection for themselves, regardless of their race and nationalities. The Arabic Quran comes with specific sets of dietary instructions, which guarantees your protection and happiness in this life. The Arabic Quran teaches you how to get back to our Creator in perfect security and peace. The Arabic Quran promotes the only one religion of Allah, which is following from the nation of Ibrahim. As we read in Surah 2, 130, Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad, and all the people in the world, to follow from the nation of Ibrahim. Otherwise they would be fooling their souls. And that is, total submission to Allah's rules. That was the only religion which was commanded to all of those prophets, after Ibrahim, in Aramaic and Hebrew languages. Yet, we came up with 4,200 different, fake, and man-made religions, all around the world. Like, Judaism, Buddhism, Christianity, and this last one, Islam, to just name a few. All of these false religions will be fade out, within the near future. The Arabic Quran consists of 114 chapters, called Surah. Surah means frame, and each Surah has a name, which talks about what is in the framework of that particular Surah. On the top of each Surah, it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For short we call it, Bismillah. But, Surah 1 and 9 does not have any Bismillah on the top. This phrase on top of each Surah means, coming from Allah, the gracious, the merciful. That means, Allah is talking to us with those 112 Surahs. In Surah 1, the Bismillah is the first verse. Which means, we pray in the name of Allah. And that is the only Surah which we talk to Allah. And the only Surah we recite in our 5 times daily prayers. Then, Surah 9, does not have any Bismillah, because it is not from Allah alone, yet it is from Allah and Muhammad. 29 of these Surahs, after Bismillah, the first verse, or yeah, starts with sets of 1 to 5 Arabic alphabets, called initials. No one knew the meaning of these initials for 1,400 years. Now, verse, or yeah, means sign. Therefore, each verse of the Arabic Quran is a sign from the Almighty, Allah. There are 14 sets of Quranic initials. As you see on the top, they are Ha, Mim, Ain, Sin, Gaf, Ya, Sin, Ta, Ha, Aleph, Lam, Mim, Sad, Aleph, Lam, Mim, Ra, Ta, Sin, Gaf, Noon, Aleph, Lam, Mim, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad, Ta, Sin, Mim, Aleph, Lam, Ra, and Sad. Initials Ta, Ha, Gaf, Sad, and Yasin are the names of Surahs as well. In Surah 1587, Allah says, these initials are the 7 pairs given to us and the great Quran by the Almighty, Allah. As you see, these initials are consists of 14 Arabic alphabets. Again, 2 pairs of 7. You want to learn the Arabic alphabets? It is very easy, not like Chinese alphabets. Because Allah repeated 12 times in the Quran that He sent down His book in Arabic language for people who understand and want to use their brains. So, if you do not want to understand and use your brain, then, that would be a different story. Allah is the teacher of the Quran, and He will teach you the Arabic language as well. On the picture, you would find the names of the Arabic Quran. Allah does not want us to translate the Arabic Quran for other people. Because, he wants to be the only teacher of the Quran. In fact, they asked Prophet Muhammad to change the Quran into their language, so they could understand it. But, he said, I should only follow from what has been revealed to me. And I would not turn it, according to my own wishes. Allah is the one, who reveals to each one of us the correct meanings of those Arabic words. In 1974, Allah, the Almighty Creator, inspired the mathematical miracle of the Arabic Quran, based on number 19, to Dr. Rashad Khalifa, a chemist, scientists. As we read in Surah 74, named, Hidden Secret, from Ayat 29 and 30. Humans would have, on the billboards, or posters, or on the screens. Which it says, over it, is 19. Then, in the next ayah, Allah tells us the purpose of number 19. He says, it was, to work as a sedition for disbelievers. And to give certainty, to those who have been given scripture, and to increase the faith of the believers. So they would not have, any doubt. But, the ones who have disease in their hearts, and disbelievers, would say, what did Allah meant by this example? This is how, Allah sends astray, whomever he wills, and guides whomever he wills. Let's find out, that what is this phrase, over it, in Ayah 30 refers to. Is it the Arabic Quran? Or the scripture? Or is it referring to the angels, as those fabricated books of Hadith, and Sunnah, are talking about? The Arabic word, Alayha, means, over it. Let's take it, to the Forensic Arabic Language Lab. As you probably know, the Arabic words are either masculine, or feminine. You would find out, that the word, Alayha, is a feminine word. Therefore, the word, Alayha, should refer to a word, or words, which would be feminine as well. Now, Ayah 31, says, we have not made the keepers of the fire, except angels. Now, the word, nar, or fire of hell, is a feminine word. And the next phrase, says, we did not made, their numbers, except as a sedition for disbelievers. But, they are all, masculine words. The followers of the fabricated Hadith, and Sunnah, say, that number 19 refers to, Ashabi, nar, or the keepers of the fire, whom they are, Allah's angels. Because, the word nar, and, Alayha, are both feminine. And the word keepers, and angels, are both masculine. But, at the end of Ayah, Allah says, that no one knows the number of Allah's soldiers, or angels, except Allah. Therefore, the number of angels, at the fire of hell, are not, 19, because, no one knows the number of Allah's angels. This nullifies, Hadith followers claim. The reason is, that they are blocked, from reading the Arabic Quran. That is how, only the disbelievers will be seduced, by this example. As the Ayah says. The other proof, is, at the very end of this Ayah, which it says. And, it is not, but, a, zikra, meaning, reminder, for human beings. In Arabic, called, lil, bashari. Then, the word, hiya, meaning, it, is a feminine word. But, the word, reminder, and for humans, are both masculine. Therefore, again the word, hiya, does not have to do anything with, reminder for mankind. But, it goes back to, the word, Alayha. Over it, is 19. So, what is that word, Alayha, refers to? For 40 years we have been told, that 19, is over the Arabic Quran. But, if you check the word, Quran, you would find out, that it is a masculine word. Also, the word, Kitab, meaning, book, or scripture, is masculine as well. So, over it, is 19, does not have to do anything with the word, Quran, nor the scripture. Now let us see what Allah calls these initials. In Surah 10, Allah says, Aleph, Lam, Ra. These are the signs of the Book of Hakim. The word Hakim comes from the root word Hikmah, and that is the name of the hidden knowledge in the Arabic Quran. At the school we learn knowledge and wisdom, but Allah teaches us a special knowledge called Hikmah in the Arabic Quran. In Surah 12, Allah says, Aleph, Lam, Ra. These are the signs of the clear book. Surah 28 says the same. In Surah 13, Allah says, Aleph, Lam, Mim, Ra. These are the signs of the book. In Surah 15, Allah says, Aleph, Lam, Ra. These are the signs of the book and the clear Quran. In Surah 26, Allah says, Ta, Seen, Mim. These are the signs of the clear book. Also Surah 43 and 44 says the same thing. In Surah 27, Allah says, Ta, Seen. These are the signs of the Quran and a clear book. In Surah 36, Allah says, Ya, Seen. And in the second ayah, he swears by the Quran, Hakim. In Surah 38, we read, Sa'd, by the Quran, containing the message. In Surah 50, Allah says, Ghaf, by the Quran, Majid. In 34-45 Allah says, the signs given to us in the Arabic Quran are 10 times greater than signs given to other people. The word Quran, Kitab, Hakim, and Majid are all masculine. But the word Tilka, meaning these, and the word Ayat are both feminine. And when it says these Ayat, or signs, it is referring to those initials. Isn't it awesome? Those initials do not have any gender. But the Arabic Quran says that they must be feminine. Subhanallah. That is why Allah has chosen his most sophisticated language for his Arabic Quran. Thank Allah for his awesome hikmah. No one knew about this revelation. We should fall prostrate to Allah for giving us this hikmah. Therefore, over it is 19. Means number 19 is over those initials, not the Quran. Here is another sign. The word Surah is a feminine as well. That is why we have 114 Surahs, which is divisible by 19. Also the word Kalimot, meaning the words, is feminine as well. That is why the number of Allah repeated in the Quran is 2689, which is divisible by number 19. And we said that the word Ayah is feminine as well. That is why we have 6346 Ayat in the Arabic Quran, which is divisible by number 19. That is why we have so many mathematical confirmations on the Ayat of the Arabic Quran. That was how Allah inspired Rashad to feed the whole Arabic Quran into those mainframe computers in order to analyze those initials. And Allah showed him that those initials are the signs. That is why Allah gave us the knowledge of built-in computers with only two numbers, 0 and 1, in order to show us his signs through computers. And now our life depends on binary numbers. That is why in Surah 89:3 Allah swears by the even and the odd, as Allah says in 27:82, which adds up to 19. When the word fulfilled on them, we shall bring for them a creature out of the earthly materials, which will tell the mankind that they are not certain about our signs. And that creature is the computer. Therefore, the computer results showed that the number of times that those initials have been repeated in the Quran is a multiple of 19. Like the initial Ghaf in Surah 50 has been repeated 57 times, which is 19 times 3. Also in Surah 42. And the same for other initials. There are hundreds of mathematical confirmations in the Arabic Quran based on number 19, regarding Zuhr numbers, or Ye numbers. Total repetitions of certain words. Also there are hundreds of mathematical signs, which proves that Zuhr 9 must have 127 or Ye, because they have added two extra or Ye at the end of Zuhr 9, after Prophet's departure, in order to praise Prophet Muhammad. And then, they burned the original Quran, written by Muhammad's hand. As we read in Zuhr 69, from Ayat 44 to 46. That was how Allah wanted to correct the Arabic Quran, by those initials, after so many distortions throughout the years. Allah says, these 14 initials are the signs of the Arabic Quran, which He has given to each one of us. Yet, He gave Musa only 9 signs. And He says, that these signs are 10 times greater than the miracles given to Musa and Isa, son of Maryam. So, if you have not count those initials, that means you have not received those 14 signs in the Arabic Quran. Yet, we read those signs, and pass by them, every day, and we do not even pay attention to them. It is like, they give you the Rubik's Cube, and you just keep looking at it, without trying to solve it. Therefore, you have not received these 14 different signs yet. Unless you start to count them, and verify them all. Therefore, people have not count those initials to see if Rashad was correct or not. Because all the humans will make mistakes. Few years after the discovery of those signs of Allah, only one person took effort and started to count those Aleph, Lam, memes. And he came up with different numbers, but it was still divisible by number 19. Yet, Rashad did not show him his own countings. Then, the religious leaders told their followers that the Arabic Quran is not divisible by number 19. Why? Because there are 50 different Qurans being printed all around the world. Therefore, each one had a different Zuhr number and Ye number, with different spellings. Therefore, majority of so-called Muslims in the world just followed their leaders blindly, without counting those initials by themselves. One of the main reasons which Allah gave us these signs was because He wanted to show us the corrected Arabic Quran. But Rashad left us with not one, but 3 different English translations of the Quran, instead of printing the corrected Arabic Quran, so we would not get confused by those 50 different Qurans, which has been printed all over the world. Actually, that was in accordance with the will of Allah. Because Shaitan's interference with the wishes of prophets and messengers are inevitable. As we read in Zuhr 22. Here is the surprising fact. If you check those newsletters, tapes, and videos left by Rashad, you would not find a single person asking him to show them the count of those initials, especially the initial Aleph. There are some people who have believed in Rashad and the mathematical miracles given to him. Just ask them. Have you counted those signs of Allah? They will tell you. Oh, we just trust Dr. Khalifa, because he was a very nice man, and he was given an excellent moral character by Allah. We know he would not lie to us. They also said, Allah showed him the corrected Arabic Quran. Do you think the Almighty, Allah, the loving Creator, wanted us to be in darkness, because He only loved Rashad? Do you think Allah wants us to follow those misguided people and their 50 different distorted Arabic Qurans? So, this is another group who just followed Rashad, peace be upon him, on the basis of blind faith, without any verifications and checking those signs of Allah. Remember, you did not count these initials that you see in this website. You may want to start your own countings if you want to receive these signs of Allah. Rashad informed all the leaders of the world, but they have been rejecting and hiding these awesome revelations of Allah for 40 years so far. It seems like that humans had their 40 years respite already, to check those 1,500 pages of scientific reports on mathematical miracles in the Arabic Quran. Yet, not only all the nations in the world have been rejecting them, but they even killed the messenger of Allah. That is why all the countries in the world have been suffering from different disasters, almost every day. As the consequences of rejecting those signs of Allah, people are killing each other in the name of politics and religions, with their bombs, missiles, and drones. And the ones whom they call terrorists are killing them back. But they cannot figure out what is really behind these disasters. So far, there are 65 different countries in the world are at war. And no power in the world can stop those disasters, and the worst is yet to come. Majority of the ones who are dying or getting killed are under the age of 41, the age of responsibility, as far as the Almighty's rules has been dictating to us in the Arabic Quran. Surah 46, Ayat 15 and 16. That is how the loving Allah is saving them to his heaven, while the rest of the people are suffering. And that is why he is saving those young refugees throughout the land and the sea. Because they are the new generations, and they have not heard these signs of Allah. And he takes some of them to his heaven by taking their souls when they get killed or drowned at sea, including those young terrorists. These tapes are for those 4 billion people in the world who are under the age of 41. They are the new generations who do not have the slightest idea about the mathematical revelations in the Arabic Quran, which came down 40 years ago, in order to have their own tests. But for the ones who are over the age of 41, it might be too late now.